So you told me you actually ate green eggs and ham?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
I was in PK4 when I did this.
This is Isaiah Nixon. He's a student at New Haven Reads. And what grade are you in now?
Second.
Oh my gosh, so that's like 10 years ago.
And yes, we're talking about a very serious subject.
What did you think when you saw it?
Am I really seeing green eggs and ham?
Tell me about the green eggs and ham.
It was actually really good.
Okay, why was it good?
I don't know. It just tasted good. Like, it was 20 kids. All 20 of them had actually ate it. 10 of them said they don't like it. The other 10 said they liked it.
Yeah, and you liked it?
Mm-hmm. Well, today, New Haveners, I have a special treat for you. A treat that rhymes and goes on expeditions and definitely stands the test of time. All week, schools across the country have been celebrating Theodore Seuss Geisel, or Dr. Seuss. That week culminates in his birthday, and originally I wasn't going to do anything about it. But then I was talking to students at this after-school literacy nonprofit called New Haven Reads and realized he was kind of a great equalizer. This old, dead white dude, a 20th century cartoonist turned children's book author, kids still know who he is, and they love who he is. So do grown-ups.
Actually, my favorite childhood book is Green Eggs and Ham.
This is Coralise DeJesus, director of New Haven Reads Dixwell site on Ashman Street.
Yeah, I read it in Spanish, and I still have it at home, and that's literally the book I used to read every single night. Like, my mom and I would read it together.
Which means she grew up reading.
Huevos Verdes con Jamón. And it's funny how I noticed when I read it, when I started working here, and then I found out about all the other Dr. Seuss books, because I only had that one. And then it's funny how they changed the rhymes. They have to translate everything, but it still has to rhyme in Spanish. So Sam I Am, his name is Juan Ramón in Spanish, because it has to rhyme with ham, and ham is jamón. So I thought that was so funny when I came here and like actually started reading the ones, the original ones.
That makes perfect sense. After Dr. Seuss's death in 1991, his books were translated into over 20 languages, and they've sold hundreds of millions of copies around the world. She went on to say that it was her favorite book from childhood. So beloved, in fact, that
when I was reading the book, I've always wanted to eat them. I thought it was the coolest thing, and I'd be like, why is he so mean? Like, I would totally, like, if someone offered me green eggs and ham, I would try it. I've never had them. I would, though.
So that's the test. I wanted to talk to the intrepid youth of our city and see if they too would try green eggs and ham. And if not, or even if so, to find out more about their relationships with Dr. Seuss.
Can you say your name from the microphone?
Alan Romero.
Alan, tell me about reading Dr. Seuss. What have you read from Dr. Seuss?
Happy Birthday Baby.
Why else do you like Dr. Seuss?
Because I like his books.
Yeah?
And his details.
So Dr. Seuss has a book called Green Eggs and Ham. If someone came to you, at lunchtime or maybe at breakfast time, and they said, okay, today on the menu is green eggs and ham, what would you do?
Try new things.
You would try new things. So tell me about that.
Eating new fruits, eating new food.
Yeah? So even if it was green, you'd be cool eating it?
I think it'll be good.
Yeah?
Because a person from Green Egg and Ham liked it.
Yeah?
So I guess I get to try it. Elijah Knight.
Do you like Dr. Seuss?
I do like this Dr. Seuss.
Okay, why do you like Dr. Seuss?
Because he has fun when people are boring. He helps people have fun.
Yeah? How does he do that?
Because he could do tricks and he could do other things.
Yeah, like what?
Train.
Yeah.
Fun.
Fun.
And play.
Okay, awesome. Have you read Dr. Seuss's book, Green Eggs and Ham?
Yes, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. So if someone came to you and they were like, Elijah, I'm making lunch today. You're going to eat green eggs and ham.
I'll like them.
You would like them. Okay, why would you like them?
Because green eggs and ham taste good.
Yeah, why do they taste good?
Because they always put green things in it. They taste like meat and regular eggs and ham.
And would you think it was weird if they were green or no?
Weird, yes.
Yeah, but you'd still eat them. Yeah?
I don't know. Landon Romero.
Okay, if someone said to you, Landon, I'm going to make you eat green eggs and ham, how would you feel about that?
No.
No. Okay, why?
Because it tastes bad.
Well, how do you know it tastes bad?
There's eggs.
Oh, you don't like eggs? No. What about ham?
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay, so what if someone said green ham, how would you feel about it?
Funny.
Funny? Yeah? Why?
Not eating it.
Not eating it? Okay. What about your friends? Do you think they'd eat it?
No.
No? None of them?
Maybe.
Yeah? Do you like trying new foods or no? A little?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite food?
Vegetables.
But what kind of vegetables?
Salad.
Okay, so you like green things, just not green eggs and ham. How much would someone have to pay you to eat green eggs and ham?
$10.
$10? $10 million? But you don't think you'd eat it?
No.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Landon. So can you say your whole name into the microphone?
Alexandra Romero Rodriguez.
You said you have read Dr. Seuss before?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you like about Dr. Seuss?
I like his hat.
His hat? Tell me about his hat.
I like the color red and white. That's why it's my favorite hat.
So the person who wears the hat is the cat, right? Yeah? Do you like the cat in the hat?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why?
A story. She told me because she had green eggs, she gave it to somebody, and then they didn't want it. And then she said, maybe with a fox? She said, no.
I don't know if you caught that, but she just came up with a master Dr. Seuss rendezvous where the cat in the hat definitely meets Fox and Sox for the first time, and they both make green eggs and ham together.
So Dr. Seuss has a book, Green Eggs and Ham. You mentioned it, right?
Yeah.
If someone said to you, okay, Alexandra, tomorrow we're eating green eggs and ham for lunch, what would you say?
Yes.
Yes? Why?
Because I like green eggs and ham.
You do? Have you ever had it before?
No.
But you know that you like it?
Yes.
Yeah? What do you think it would taste like?
Kind of bad. I think it will taste spicy.
Spicy? And maybe chewy?
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you like eggs and ham anyway?
I don't know.
Okay, so I've saved my favorite for last. This is the student I tutor every week, and I know she likes Dr. Seuss because he was one of the first authors we read together 2.5 years ago. We've partied with the Cat in the Hat, heard a Who with Horton, and had deep existential thoughts about green eggs and ham.
Hello, my name is Shreya. Majet.
I know you like Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
So you couldn't even lie at this
point. I read him a lot when I was about 4 years old.
She's almost 9 now.
My favorite book from Dr. Seuss is The Sneetches.
Yeah.
Because it tells you it doesn't matter what you look like. It just matters who you are.
Do you like green eggs and ham?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my second favorite book because it motivates you to try things before you judge things.
What kind of stuff do you now try? Like after reading the book, what do you try before you judge it maybe?
Food.
Yeah? Was there a kind of food that maybe you thought, oh, that's kind of nasty?
Tuna.
How did you approach that? when you try a new thing?
I have to try this before I judge it. Like attempting to do a math test. You gotta at least try to do your math test. It's not like, teacher, I'm gonna skip this. You can't just do that.
So if someone made you green eggs and ham, would you eat it?
That would be weird and dumb.
You wouldn't
unless
eat it.
Unless it was paint. Unless it was painted. Unless it was food colored. I don't eat ham unless it's turkey ham.
What about eggs? Do you like eggs?
Mm-hmm.
But not green ones.
No.
Okay.
I certainly wouldn't try a green egg because that's just unnatural.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. This day is just for you. I wish you a happy birthday and a bunch of gifts or two.
This Kitchen Sink short was written and produced by me, Lucy Gelman, with super special thanks to New Haven Reads for permission to record during their tutoring sessions, and music from MC Culla, Beat von Stein, and Tajirius. New Haven Reads is always looking for tutors. You can find out more about them at their website, newhavenreads.org. For more episodes of Kitchen Sink, check out WNHH Radio on SoundCloud or Facebook at WNHH Community Radio, or on Twitter at WNHHLP. You can also find Kitchen Sink on iTunes under Kitchen Sink on WNHHLP, where it is there as a free podcast. If you like what you hear, or even if you don't, leave a review. It helps people find the show, and it helps me know what I could be doing better. Thanks for listening, and as always, happy eating.
I do not like...
You got it.
Green eggs and ham. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. Wait. Let's see if I can read it. It's really fast. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like one. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I don't like them anywhere.
You do not like them, so you say. Try them, and you may. Try them, and you may, I say. Say, I like green eggs and ham. I do. I like them, Sam, I am.